Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 33. This is our episode number 2 rewind or something. This episode is on brown ales. Everyday Drinkers is sponsored by The Stomach Pump, when you know you've had enough.
Oh, the sponsors are back. Wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's literally, I thought I'd rewind the whole way.
So we can reuse old jokes, too?
Nice. Yes. And we also, of course, tell you to respect the laws.
Heard of tentacle porn?
Tentacle. No, that's like 10 episodes in. Damn it. You can't reuse stuff.
Reuse.
Yeah, but you got to reuse per date.
Oh.
Just promise me we're never doing liqueurs again.
Yeah, that's next. Let's do an entire episode on Frangelico.
Oh, God.
Straight up. Okay,
maybe. I just threw up in my mouth a little. Nice.
Excellent. That's what we're going for. That's why you need the stomach pump. Oh, yeah. And for those that don't already know the obvious, don't do anything stupid. Respect your local laws. Drink responsibly. Don't drink underage. Don't listen to us. We're cornholes. Anyway, I'm your host, Derek Schomer. Our bravest bunch of brown beer backers and boosters include Dave, Doug, Mike, Luke, and myself. What we thought we'd do is, well, we've got to go through the brown ales one more time for two reasons. We didn't have Mike the first time, and we needed another beer snob because that's the way we roll here on the beer show. And the other one had some stuff I didn't care for in the audio quality, so I thought if we do it now, everything has definitely been tested over the last, what, we've been doing this for almost a year and a half now? 2 years? Something like that?
Yep.
Holy crap.
I know.
We're fucking pros now.
When do I get to renegotiate my contract exactly?
Listen, I don't know about you, but I went out and I bought $50 worth of beer for this episode.
Dude, you so need to find a place that sells singles.
Yeah, I found it. It was the last one of my travels. So, that's a story for you. So I went, the first thing I did is I went to the drink shop. They sell drinks there and a lot of beer. So I went there and they only sell singles when they break, like packs get, I don't know what happens. Somehow they just end up with singles. So they have like this little...
They drop one bottle and...
Yeah, you know, bad things happen. So they end up with a little refrigerator, just got all these random things. Found one beer in there. That one, I believe, was the... Nope, not Newcastle. That was... Fuck, I don't even know what beer it was. I don't know if it's up here. It's got to be up here. I might have left one downstairs. Shit. I think it was an old brown dog. Smutty Nose?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's behind the Nut Brown. That, yeah, so I found that one. Then I moved to another store after I picked up that, and I bought a local brew, which I'll talk about. And I went to another store, and I went to this specific store because they were a grocery store that sold singles. But they only had 3 brown singles. So I filled the rest with random shit. I think I got some Magic Hat because I figured I gave them shit last time, so I'm going to try Magic Hat non-number 9 to see, you know, how it is. And then I hit the next store, which was in Massachusetts, and it's a, you know, it was a liquor store I usually hit for things that the New Hampshire liquor store doesn't have, and their beer section was phenomenal. Like, I went up to the guy, I'm like, I was like, hey, I got a question about Turbo Dog. This is the last pack. He's like, I'll order more. I'm like, you guys have a really good selection. He was all proud. But the thing I had heard, and I don't know if it's true, it was just the drink shop I went to said that, oh, well, they discontinued Turbo Dog.
What?
That's what he told me.
Huh. That makes no sense.
I know.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, I didn't. I don't know. So when I went to this final store, I'm like, you're out of Turbo Dog. And I heard they discontinued it. He's like, what? I don't know about that. I'm like, isn't that like their best seller? He's like, yeah. Why would you discontinue the best one? I'm like, I don't know.
It's the Disney strategy.
They lock it away for 25 years.
We're
going
to lock it away. You can't have it for another 5 years. And when it comes back, you have to pay boatloads of money for it.
Oh, awesome.
So they're going to DRM the shit out of their beer, too? Or?
Exactly.
Yeah, every time you drink it, it lobs off a testicle.
And you have to watch 15 trailers to drink the beer?
Oh, dude, and you can't run through them. That's the best. No, you
can't.
That's
why I advocate piracy.
I love it. You click us like, that operation's not permitted. I'm like, forward? This is not permitted? Menu? Is it not permitted? This is bullshit.
No, you must watch the subliminal ad so that your children will buy all of our shit.
They already own half of it. It's like a waste of time. So, just saying. Anyway, that was my story. Did anybody else have a similar problem with their beer hunt?
Nope.
So I ended up with four six-packs.
Trying to track down some Turbo Dog, and let's see, Mike checked, what, 2 places?
I checked 3 places. We checked the same place, like same name grocery store, just on other ends of the town.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
We both found it. Where the story leads to. We both found it without getting in contact with each other. He tried calling me. My phone was dead. Turns out we both bought.
So you did the, well, he probably won't find it, so I'll just buy it.
Well, hope you like it then.
Yeah,
that's what we said to each other.
Yeah. You guys are fucked. That's awesome. Okay, then let's just enumerate the list of what we might have. Doug, what are you drinking?
Oh man, I have a cornucopia of brown ales.
Yeah.
I picked up Turbo Dogs.
Got it.
Smith Nut Brown.
Got it.
Sweaty Nose.
Got it.
Brown, Newcastle.
Got it.
Brooklyn.
Got it.
And Harpoon Brown Session.
Ooh.
I think Dave had that one.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I had that last time.
Yep. That's pretty good. We covered it. We got a lot of, dude, this is going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was glad when you sent out your listing early. I was like, oh, now I can make sure that we all have a good number of the same beers.
Pre-preparation for the win. That's not normal.
Nope, not at all.
It's like Saturday night, let's run to the store. So then I guess I'll go through mine because there's much of the same. I got the same Sam Smith Nut Brown as you did, Turbo Dog as you did, Smutty Nose Old Brown Dog, which now we both have, and Kate had in the first episode we did this, well, episode number two. I got the Pig's Ear, which is, let's see, it's way back here. This is the Woodstock Inn Brewery, so that's the one that's local. That's our New Hampshire brewery, a New Hampshire brewery. Then I also picked up Newcastle, and then I got in the Brooklyn Brown, but I also found Boathouse Brown Ale from Sebago, Maine. And me and Doug spent a lot of time as kids growing up on the Sebago Lakes, so I thought it was appropriate to, like, get it. Hope it doesn't suck.
Good pickup.
Yeah.
It'll ruin your childhood memories if it does.
Yeah, because there's a boat on the with, like, a picture with a boat, and I think me and Doug are in it. I don't know.
You're in the boat?
Yeah. We're fucking riding it. It's awesome. It's got, like, 5 horsepower, kicking ass. But anyway, Dave.
Yeah.
What you got?
I got only two, but they're two big bottles.
Big bottles are good.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got Sam Smith Nut Brown.
I got the big bottle of that, too.
And yep. I got one that looks really interesting. I'm looking forward to trying it. It's called Rogue Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be sweet. Like,
and
literally
it has
sweet.
A thing on it that says it is the world champion brown ale.
Champion of what?
I don't know.
Well,
I looked on the website. They won a ton of awards for it, but
okay. I've never heard of it, but I mean, sounds like it might not fit the standard hops, water, you know.
Whatever. Actually, you guys not get a lot of rogue out there?
List on the back.
Malt. What was that, Mike?
Do you guys not get a lot of rogue beer out there?
I've never even heard of rogue.
Oh, they're really? a big West Coast name.
I'd buy it because it sounds like that's a kick-ass name. If I could get a beer called Rogue, dude.
I've been meaning to try it for a while, so I figured I'd give this one a shot because it sounded interesting.
I get a rogue in World of Warcraft. Anyway.
The only issue with Rogue is I think it's a little too overpriced for what it is.
How much you pay for the Nut Brown?
I think this was about $6.
That Rogue?
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Rogue.
My Nut Brown, it's, what is this, a big ass? Not like a 40 here. It's a 1 pint, and it's $4.45.
Yeah, it's about what I paid for the Nut Brown as well. The Rogue stuff's a little bit expensive. You know what's really expensive is Allagash.
What the hell is that? It sounds like something you get on your testicles.
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
The white some is...
Sorry?
I was going to say the Allagash white is actually pretty good.
I've had that now that I think about it.
Mike, what did you get?
I got the Turbo Dog for sure, because that's where I'm going to focus a lot of my attention tonight. But I wanted to have a good secondary beer, so I grabbed Bell's Best Brown Ale. I don't know if you guys have heard of them.
No.
Out of Michigan. Kind of big in the Midwest, I guess. One of the bigger craft breweries. But I've had this one in the past, and it's a really good standby beer.
Now, do you have a brown ale of choice that you would consider the top notch, or is that it?
You know, I like a lot of brown ales. I think they're just really malty and very sweet, so I could really go with any one of them. I don't really have a de facto.
So out of those, you've got a baseline for, my main concern is to make sure that you're tasting the Turbo Dog with having a good frame of reference.
Oh, yes.
Perfect. So you have two?
I have many.
You have more? Or you just have two?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Turbo Dog. I have many Turbo
Dogs. Oh, yeah, you're getting like a lot of that.
I've got other browns hidden in the fridge I can probably scrounge up.
Well, as long as you got what you need to succeed.
There's an archive in there.
Excellent. Luke, what are you sporting? Just the Turbo Dog?
No. I am currently drinking the Goose Island Nut Brown Ale. And on deck, I have the Abita Pecan Ale, Turbo Dog, and Newcastle Brown Ale.
Holy sweet. Wait, did you say pecan ale?
Yes.
The hell is that?
Well, if my friend Josh said that would probably be a good kind of sort of not really brown ale.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'll try it.
Hey. It's an Abita beer, right?
They have two brown ales? Or some kind of sort of brown ales?
Oh, yeah. The pecan is there. It's all seasonal.
Oh, nice. So you got a little Abita to show up on season.
Nice.
It's kick ass. They didn't have
it. I forget how that is.
We'll find out because Luke is the master of disaster. He's going to tell you how that beer is. Because he's like, He's got a sharp tongue, that Luke.
Hey, by the way, I've completed my research here.
What'd you find?
It was, in fact, Allagash. They have these limited release beers that are aged or something, and they're dated. And they go for about $17 for a 750.
Wait, they come in 750?
Or
that's like a wine.
They're not 750s. They're big, whatever.
That's pretty kick-ass, Dave.
650, 750, yeah, something like that.
That's not a bad price, especially if you consider, price of wine.
Yeah,
I guess it's Cabernet. Just for a beer, it's pretty up there.
Right. Well, yeah, it's one of the more top-notch beers.
So, but you can't, can you put it back in the refrigerator and recork it and drink it the next day?
Why would you want to?
Because it's a lot of fucking beer.
No, just down it. It'll be good.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't think, drink.
Sorry, my bad.
I got to open something up here. And all right.
Don't be a girl, Dave.
No, it's a fucking foil cap again. I hate this shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, so sad.
Look how pretty the foil cap is.
It's got a foil cap.
That would be the nut brown.
Not brown.
I got a foil on there too. You know what I do? I just open it and just leave the foil on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why glasses are handy. I'm pouring it into a glass. I'm not going to do it.
You don't want like flecks of foil in your mouth?
Exactly.
Yeah, tin foil mouth. That's not good if you have like braces and shit, because then you get in your braces, the foil, and then if you go near a microwave, like fucking sparks. Hate that.
It's a good Halloween costume.
Once, yeah. And then you're like, then you got to get operations and fucking time out of work. Anyway, so the show rundown is pretty basic. I'm not going to bore everybody with too much detail because brown ale is pretty basic. It's going to be a beer made with dark or brown malts. Actually, I don't even need to do this. Somebody here must already know this information. It's going to either be Mike or Doug, right?
Yeah, we're familiar with the style, if you want us to spout it back out.
Yeah, I mean, I always do it. So what does brown ale mean to you, Mike?
To me, I don't know. It's from England, isn't it?
But London, yes. 1600s, late London, I believe.
It's not a very hoppy beer. It's usually, again, more of a malty, sweeter beer. Not very high in alcohol. That's not really the flavor you should be pulling from it. So instead of, it's like the opposite of India Pale Ale. Instead of going hop heavy, you're going malt heavy, but not to the extent of being overly roasted hops like a stout or a porter.
Yeah. I guess and I was having a conversation with my father last night because he came over. Was it Halloween? Yeah, it was Halloween. And he came over and I brought out the brown ales because, like I said, I bought 4 6-packs, so I was willing to share. And so he had I think I drank the Turbo Dog and he had Brooklyn. And he was just telling me like what his opinions of the brown ales are. And the thing he hates the most about the brown ales is those companies that overhop them. I guess if you have a lower grade brown ale, you're going to get a little hoppy texture, hoppiness out of it. And that's not what the style is about. So I guess that's what, if you detect that.
Because there is an India brown ale style, which is kind of a crossover between brown ales and India pale ale. So that should have kind of a hoppiness to it, but that should be
labeled as such, right?
Yeah, I mean, that should be a very obvious characteristic of the beer. It shouldn't be like, why am I detecting, a little bit of hops in here? It shouldn't be bitter. It should be more on the sweet end of things.
And what I had known is that or found is was that the brown ales of like England were more nutty, malty, and darker, sweeter, lower in alcohols. North America tended to be a little drier than the English ones, a little more citrus accents, aromas, bitterness. It's in some different varieties of hops might be present inside of them. And there's certain ones where you might get more of something you might like. Like if you like hops and we say, dude, don't put hops in your brown ale. Well, who the fuck are we, right? You drink what you want to drink. We're just going at it from, this is what people say the kind of template style is. Does what we have fit that style? I think would be a good way to round that out. Doug, do you have any opinions? Do you drink brown ales normally, Doug, or are you just kind of like, fuck yeah, let's do it, it's beer?
I'm a huge brown ale fan. As a matter of fact, I go out of my way to try brown ales that I've never tried before. So if I see a brown that I haven't tried before, I'll get it before I get something else. And I'll just say that I completely agree with Mike's take on what you should experience in a brown ale.
So we're all kind of on that, right on the where we should be. We're focused. We're centered.
Say that someone's not going to go a little crazy. I mean, you look at, there's variations on it. There's nut brown ales. There's, I think I've got like a maple nut brown ale. And as you said before, Derek, it all kind of depends on what you're looking for inside that drink. You've got a huge, wide variety of flavor characteristics going towards this one centered style, you know, which is supposed to be brown.
Right. It's kind of a derivative.
I'll go ahead and just mention it now because I'm drinking it. The Brooklyn Brown is much hoppier than I would have expected.
Dude.
And it was interesting because I was trying that in combination with Sam Smith and the Turbo Dog. So sip, sip, sip.
You fucker.
It allows you to do a very accurate taste comparison.
But what you did is you opened up all the opposite ones that I did.
Ah. Do you have Newcastle open?
I do. I have Newcastle.
Dude, take a sip and you'll taste grape.
Okay, first off,
I guarantee it.
I'm going to tell you this right now. What I have poured at this time is I have Boathouse Brown Ale. I've got Pig's Ear Brown from Woodstock, and I've got the Newcastle. What the hell's Newcastle? That's in England, right?
Yep. Yes, it is.
So, first thing I noticed, Newcastle, the aroma is kind of foul. I don't like it.
Yep. Euro Skunk. I just popped mine open. I was like, fuck, that smells.
Well,
yeah.
A reason for that could be that it comes in a clear bottle.
Yes, oh, yeah. Like Corona. You need a lime to kill that shit.
And that's the problem with clear bottles is that the more UV light that gets through, there's a higher chance of that beer getting, you know, quote-unquote skunked.
Right. Fuck.
Oh, man. This one's done. Fuck. I hate getting... A, I don't really care for Newcastle, and B, it sucks when it's a bad Newcastle.
You know, Newcastle, I think, is actually, in terms of a brown, I mean, very approachable.
Right.
And probably, you know, kind of a dead-on example of style.
Have you guys had it on draft?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really pretty good on draft. I don't care for it out of bottles at all.
Yeah, okay, here's the issue. First off, don't like the smell. It's kind of a turnoff. Granted, if it was the only beer I had, I might not notice as much because I don't have the comparison. And if I'm drinking it out of the bottle, I don't think it would matter because you're not going to get the scent. But don't like clear bottles. I agree 100%. That's why they have lime for all the fucking people who decide they're going to put it in clear bottles. I don't understand why at this point in this juncture in our existence that people think that clear bottles is a good idea for storage of a beer. It's dumb. Why don't? Why would the fuck do they do that?
More expensive to produce clear glass?
It can't be in Mexico. I mean,
hey.
Well, no. I mean, that's where Corona comes from, right? What other beers do clear bottles?
It's easier to recycle clear glass, but...
Oh, you think that's their main concern over there?
No.
No, their main concern is drugs and killing each other. I'm talking like... Okay, that might be stereotypical.
I thought you were talking about England.
No. No, yeah, I don't know what the deal is with the Newcastle, but I'm going to tell you right now, I found it to be slightly watery. It did have the brown, kind of the right properties to it. Not silky, not a lot of flavor, very approachable. To me, this is a good beginner brown ale. The only issue in my mind is you don't need a beginner brown ale because it's already got sweet factor. It's malty. It's already approachable by style, I think, in my mind, at least.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going for a Hoptoberfest or like a hop frog or whatever the fuck they call those crazy ones where you need a lot of steps of perfection before you're going to consume something that's overhopped, especially four times overhopped. This, not really. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the Newcastle brand as it's not very dark. It's like a light, not amber.
Ooh. You know what? The color, it's like apple cider vinegar. That's the color of it.
With some cinnamon. Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, apple cider without the cloudiness. If you were to filter
the vinegar.
Oh, there's actually... Okay, I didn't know it was clear or as clean. So it does have a clean look to it. Only it could be seen because it's in a fucking clear bottle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pass. My father said that's a good beer.
It looks... It actually looks a lot lighter in a glass.
See?
Anyway.
What was the other one you were trying, Doug?
The Brooklyn? Brooklyn Brown? That's not
that? I usually like their stuff.
All right. I'm going to pour this.
It's not
bad. Really? My father said this is the best brown ale that exists in America.
Which one?
Newcastle?
No, the brown. The Brooklyn Brown.
Brooklyn.
It looks like Newcastle in color.
But your dad likes really hoppy or hoppy beer. I could understand why he likes this.
His favorite is an amber. That's his favorite beer style, which is what he's going to be brewing. Did I tell you he's building a mobile beer brewing facility?
Is he really doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Fucking with automation and heat. Like stepping to go through different temperatures of heating and fucking crazy. He was telling me about it last night.
Nice.
He's got my brother who's a welder doing some work, so that's always good to get him something to do. I like the smell on the Brooklyn, actually.
Yep, it does have a very nice aroma.
But it is. It, you know what? It doesn't smell like nuts or chocolate or pecans or any crazy shit, but it just smells kind of like an aroma, sweeter style aroma. Nothing I can really like put my finger on, though.
And it's a little citrusy.
What's what?
A little citrusy.
Yes, and that's good because that's what it says in my notes. That, I don't really know if that counts or anything, but it's heavier. Medium body, maybe?
Yep.
Like it's got a little more thickness and a little more flavonoids.
I think it might be a little more carbonated, or it seems a little more carbonated than Newcastle. Or at least, I don't know.
You don't notice it. Like, there's not a lot of bubbles popping out of it that makes you go, woo, carbonation. But it does have a nice head.
Oh, it feels it on the tongue. That's weird.
I think it kind of dances. So far, I would say this is going to be my baseline, I think. I might have to pour more of this because it's tasty. It's a good brown ale that's tasty.
I forgot how good the Brooklyn Brown was.
See?
That's nice.
It's nice. You guys over in the Midwest need to get your ass into some Brooklyn Brown.
Can you guys get Brooklyn out there?
I don't know. I think it's actually kind of a difficult thing. I've heard of them. I know I've seen them, but it's not common.
Yeah.
It may not be available in Iowa. I think maybe Minnesota.
It's very tasty. It's just tasty. It's a beer where you walk away going, damn, that was tasty. Not like, it's appropriate for the style. I like it.
The nice thing about Browns, I think if they're well balanced, is that they have just a little bit of hops in it, so it is slightly bitter and dry at the end. So you've got this very kind of malt-heavy drink that's very sweet. You want, quite delicious. And the hops at the end, it's like salt. It just draws you in to have another drink and just have another drink, another drink, another drink. And you're through a six-pack pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think it does.
All right, which one was that?
The Brooklyn, or the Good Brown.
Just Browns in general.
Do you think the Brooklyn is a little hoppy, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Near the end, like after you take the sip, 5 seconds, like the flat of the tongue, you get like a little bitterness to it. Nothing like a over hop, but the sweetness doesn't remain. It kind of brings in a little bitterness. So I think this is a classic American variety. I don't know if the others will be the same.
Good.
So
Newcastle still sucks.
My father's like, that's a good brown. Well, I'm not buying it. I don't see that as being a case. Does anybody else have a Newcastle or is it just us? What was that?
I have a Newcastle brown ale.
What do you think, Luke? Drink it.
Yeah. You think?
Haven't drank it yet. Still working on the Goose Island.
Fuck, man.
Dude,
you just
put it.
Crack it open.
I didn't crack it open.
I can't put it in the glass, and then Derek's going to bitch at me. Yeah. Put it in the glass, colors it.
Well, it's clear bottle. Fuck. I mean, that's basic. It's clear.
Hey, it is.
I can tell you what color it is. We already told you. It doesn't count for you anymore. If yours isn't the same color as ours, then something broke.
Well.
Maybe somebody peed in it.
Well, give me a moment.
You just pour it on your...
Speaking of somebody peed in, it actually kind of smells like pee.
Bingo! You've got the right stuff. Yeah, you've got the right stuff there, Luke.
No, it doesn't smell right.
No, you meant, I'll be right back, I'm going to go smell your beer.
He did.
I know. I could tell because I heard him.
I mean, I can definitely see what Mike was saying about the approachable. It really is not harsh. It doesn't have much bitterness to it at all.
Watery.
That did really not watery, smell... Yeah. Anything like I expected a Newcastle smell. It's not what I'm used to.
What, me neither. Like, I expect... It has a foul scent to it, right?
Yeah. And I guess that's probably part of the issue of, bringing over an import beer is who knows when that thing was actually bottled.
But the thing is, we're both in completely different areas. Oh, I know. It's fucking Budweiser. They don't need a born on date.
I don't know. You can age beers. You can have a beer fresh. But there's two issues combating... The Newcastle here. One is got a clear bottle, so the more light it sees, the more the quality of the beer degrades, so that's going to affect the aroma. Secondly, the hops over time degrade as well. So you're going to, if it's a really old Newcastle, you're not going to have any bitterness whatsoever.
It's watered
down. I wonder if this is old then.
No, dude.
Because it's really not bitter at all.
Yeah, but you're in a completely different area of the country, and you're experiencing a very similar thing. Doug, we're in New Hampshire, North Carolina, and wherever the fuck you are, out in Iowa, right? Or someplace. Yes. So, we are, it's a trifecta right there. And none of us have a beer that's acceptable.
I don't know. That doesn't seem right to me.
I didn't either.
It's bad. It's not a good thing for Newcastle, especially for branding, marketing-wise. But that's not what I remember them being.
Maybe it was because you were in college and you were like just drinking a lot. And you lost like 5 years of your life to cocaine addictions. You just never know. Like,
hey, wait. On the back of your Newcastle, it looks like they have some kind of
number?
Date stamp.
Yeah, but it doesn't say the year.
Mine's July 31st. I'm going to assume it was this year.
Mine says 5/31. January.
So yours is from May. Mine's from July.
That seems like a long time.
You think that's the bottling date or the like ex-free, like drink before kind of date?
Well, if it's a drink before, they need a year.
No, it's a bottle date.
I think it's a bottle date. They don't really have expiration dates on.
No, because it shouldn't expire until, well, you have floaties. Flavor notes.
All right, so...
What does yours say, Luke? You have a bottle?
Yeah.
It's a little black square down in the bottom corner on the back panel. On the
3107.
The same as Doug.
Mine was the same. All right, so... So mean? Apparently there's no difference between a five-month-year-old Newcastle and a three-month.
But you know what, though? It doesn't even taste good, like, out of the bottle.
No.
You still get that aroma up your nasal passage when you take a sip.
I'm going to make a point to get Newcastle on draft the next time I have the opportunity. I really think Newcastle is better than what these bottles are producing.
Oh, yeah.
I still think that there are so many more brown ales that I would choose over Newcastle.
Yeah.
I don't think it's this bad.
Right. So,
so note to podcast listeners, Newcastle, good on draft, not so much in the bottle.
Yeah, and if you're a Newcastle drinker, then tell us you're born on date or whatnot. And
not necessarily you're born on date,
right?
Or Newcastle's,
right? The glass, Mike. What do you have? Is it time to do the? Should we hold out on?
No, I've left the Turbo Dog so that everyone can sample at the same time. Okay. I've been drinking down the Bell's Best Brown Ale ever since we kind of started here. We talked about it before. We actually did a blind 4-way review on our podcast, probably. I don't know, 7 months ago.
That was a video, though, right?
One of our only videos.
Right, I think I watched that one.
So this is a really good brown ale. Kind of characteristic of a brown ale is more caramel than chocolate tasting. So it has a little bit of that, but mostly I taste raisin kind of right off the beginning.
Is that good?
It's all right. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it adds certainly a unique style to the beer. It's not, you know, overly sour or anything. It's just a little subtle hint. The beer itself, pretty dark brown, a little bit of sediment floating in it.
Uh-oh, flavonoids.
That's okay. I'm used to beers with live yeast, so...
Yeah, it's odd, because my Boathouse Brown Ale from Sebago is also dark. Like, you can't see through it at all. You can almost not even see... You can just see at the side edges a little bit.
So I wouldn't consider that a bad thing at all.
It's just Bell's, cloudy.
Probably the past three beers I've had from Bell's are very hoppy beers, like Hop Slam, one of their other India Pale Ales, and somehow they make their beers very... approachable for anyone, you know, regardless of whether you're a big beer connoisseur or just new to beer in general. Because I'll tell you, I'm not a big hop guy, and somehow the Hop Slam, which is their outrageously hop beer, they somehow found a way to make it even approachable to me.
What do they? So, I mean, what is it? Get some sort of?
They use
sweetness.
Honey.
Does it have
actually?
Okay.
They use honey to brew it, so it's very sweet, and it just offset the extreme bitterness of the hop. So, and they found a good balance. It's definitely on the craft beer end of things, but I do.
So, would you like it better if it had like a nude model on the label or something? Like, because that's approachable too. I would like a beer that has like a nude model on it.
Jesus,
there's actually a brewery near here called Haverhill Brewery, and they do all these like pinup art kind of.
Oh, really?
Radical.
I mean, that's always a good idea. I mean, if you're going to... Look, if I'm going to drink an overly hot beer, there better be a nude model on it, is what I'm saying. Dave, what are you drinking again? Because you didn't fucking put your nose in here. Do you we don't have anything we have, right?
The Sam Smith I do.
Oh! You want to do Sam Smith then?
Sure.
Doug?
Okay.
You guys over there, you have Sam Smith?
No.
No. That's because they don't make Sam Smith in the Midwest, because it's... It would be
they
do
it on the East Coast either.
Actually, I saw the Sam Smith in the store. I thought about getting it, but I didn't.
Oh, okay. I thought about getting it, and I said yes. Say yes to 550 milliliters of awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, the big trick here is you can only buy it in 4-packs, or you have to buy the big-ass glass, which is $4.45 for a beer, which means you open it, you own it. You got to drink that sucker up. This is the beer I did for episode number 2. So... You guys got beer in hand?
Yep.
Everybody ready to tell me how awesome it is?
Sure.
I think it tastes like a nut brown milkshake. Shaken with awesome. Just a little bit. Dark, malty, right up in your grill. It's got a little, almost like a hint of like maybe coffee chocolate, Kahlua almost. Very thick, like you could chew it. It's chewy.
I don't want my beer to be chewy.
In general, I think I really do like it. The one thing that I don't care for is if you take a sip and then kind of leave it for a while, there's this kind of bitter thing that hangs around in your tongue for a really long time.
That's the awesome dragon.
And don't get me wrong, I generally like bitter. It's just that this is, I don't know, it hangs around for longer than I would expect.
That is very similar to the Brooklyn, I think. Let me try the Brooklyn again.
It's not...
The Brooklyn is more, charred, but different.
The hops that the Brooklyn uses is more citrusy than the Sam Smiths. They probably use like noble hops, like Saaz or some shit.
Like a Pilsner...
But I'm going to agree with Dave in that it just hangs around for way too long.
That's a nice, lovely finish that kind of like lets you know what you were drinking.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
I don't need that much of a reminder, I don't think.
What the hell? I gotta fucking pop up. What are you saying? Are you saying you don't like it?
No, I mean, I do like it. I think it's good. It inherently has a very good flavor, and I like the smell of it is good. It's just, it's the only complaint that I have is the fact that it hangs around a little bit longer than I think it ought to.
Yep.
I just think you should take another sip and just keep doing it, and then it won't.
Well, if you keep drinking it, you don't really notice that, but if you kind of let it sit for a minute, you do.
Let me try. I'm still not convinced that other ones that don't do that same thing.
They don't. I mean, try the Brooklyn.
Okay, I see that.
Yeah, most brown ales that I've had don't have that kind of characteristic to them. They tend to be very, very smooth on the finish.
Well, the brown ale is smooth, but it still lingers, but it's a sweet that lingers. Like, it's got... I think the problem is, if you have a lingering sweetness, it's not astringent, or it doesn't make you go, what the fuck is that, right? It's like, ooh, sweet, lovely.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's almost like a burned kind of flavor.
Maybe that's the nut in the nut brown.
That would make sense, because that's how you would have to derive or produce the nutty characteristic is by the roasting of your malts.
But I... that was the... I'm going to take another sip. I love how you can hear the echoing of the inside of this beer bottle. What do you like? Okay, Doug.
Yo.
Thanks, man. What do you like better? Do you like the Brooklyn or the Sam Smith?
I think I'm with the Brooklyn.
So
I know. It's surprising and disappointing to me, too.
I'm just kind of disappointed because I'm tending to agree with you, but I don't really... You see, they're different, though. They're like... There is a different type of flavor to them. The nut brown definitely has a little, I want to say, darker taste, and I don't really know what that translates to. Chocolatey? No, I don't really think it's chocolate. Malt, I guess, like a bigger pronounced maltiness.
Yeah, the Brooklyn has more mouthfeel
and balance.
It has the sweetness of the Brooklyn works better with the hops that the Brooklyn has going on, whereas the Sam Smith doesn't have that combination.
Yeah.
And I think that it might also be something of a product of the beers that we normally drink.
Well, you've got two different countries, right? You've got the London versus Brooklyn. You're going to get different recipes, different culture. I just think that for me, if I had a blind taste, the first thing I notice is that the nut brown is much more fluid. It's more silky. It's got a little more density to it. The Brooklyn just happens to be a beer that if I had to pick one to sit in front of a football game and watch, maybe not even in a glass, just crack open a bottle, the Brooklyn would be the way to go. I think the Nut Brown requires a little more focus and like sit down and go, okay, this is, you know, first off, it's a more expensive beer. You're paying $4.45 for 550 milliliter or whatnot for a four pack, right? You're probably paying, I don't even know what a four pack costs, but I think it's about $12 instead of a six-pack. You get a six-pack of Brooklyn, I bet you it's going to cost you $8.94 or $8.50 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Better deal. And you're getting a beer that is probably going to be better for the general audience. So, that's what I got to say.
So, just as an experiment, I haven't taken a sip since last I spoke, and it's still there. Like, wow. I feel like I need to brush my teeth, you know what I mean?
Okay, I see where you're coming from. So, you don't like that taste, leftovers.
It's weird. I like the taste of the beer. It's just that hanging around part is really getting to me.
Makes you just
want
to cry.
If I take another sip, it's like a reset button. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, ooh, tasty. Oh, there it is again. Mm. Maybe that's marketing. Maybe they're like, we want you to consume more of this. So we're going to leave you with a taste where you're like, I need more because I need to get rid of this. Right? That's good marketing. I think. Maybe. Maybe not. Okay, so we got that. We did the Sam Nutt Brown. What do you think? Should we do the Turbo Dog?
Tackle the Turbo Dog.
Perfect. I got to figure out how to open it.
I can't yet. I'm still most of the way through Newcastle.
Oh, switch over.
You just need it. Did you only get one glass, Luke?
I had. Oh, God. Yes,
how many glasses
glass,
do you have in your
refilling
house?
Refilling it. That's tough. Jeez.
I brought three so that I could juggle.
You know, at this point, you should be just happy that I drink beer at all.
No. I don't settle for mediocre. Just because you finally became a man does not mean you can stop there. You need to move to the next level. You need to be universally ready to consume. You're on a beer show. You need to consume as much beer as possible, as fast as possible. All the accessories and ingredients need to be right at hand.
You see, I've always described it as being a mixed drink podcast, though, because that was kind of how it started out as.
It's an everyday drinkers. We drink it all. Doesn't matter what it is. Oh, man, you should have seen that. I look so badass. I just fucking pumped the thing. Cap flew across the room.
I heard badass and Derek are not things that I really relate to one another, but we'll believe you in this case.
I say we should pour our beer before. I don't know what I could possibly do to get back at you now.
I know.
Keep trying, Sean.
It's not even like I could disconnect you because you edit, right? So, I mean, if you wanted to, you could find all the words I've said and make it sound like I said, I am a corn nut ball, right?
I don't really have to most of the time,
just
actually.
Replay what he just said.
I might have
given
you
ammo. And I'll slip this one in. So, Derek, what do you think of your drink? I am a corn nut ball face guy.
See? Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time I got edited to sound like the wrong thing. Well, I poured my Abita into a glass, an empty glass that I had. Now, I still have three beers here, but I have an empty glass that I used.
See, now I poured mine into a bucket. I wonder if it's going to be different because of that.
Yeah, it's going to be more awesome because you can stick
your head
in. I
used a dirty shoe.
So what I did is I poured my Abita into a glass. First thing I recognize that's different than all the others, the head is brown. The other ones all had like a white head. Is that significant for anything?
No, it's just...
How long did your head last for?
It's still there.
And how much head was there?
Half a finger right now.
Finger? Okay. I think I had like two and a half fingers of head. In fact, it was like battling to overflow the
glass. There's so many bad comments I could make right now, but I'm just going to kind of keep them.
I love to finger my head. Well, you can use that. But I didn't pour the full glass because I'm playing the cycle through the glass game. I'm filling them halfway and then finishing them and then pouring a different beer. Then I'll go back and drink it out of the bottle once I already know what the color looks like and stuff.
I've already tasted this. I don't even know.
You can't cheat. So, okay, what about the aroma? Doug, do you got your Abita?
It's sweet.
The sweet aroma. Yeah, it's, well,
is this incredibly dark to you guys? I mean, this is a much...
Dude, this is hugely dark. This is like cider.
Very dark.
It's like cider with dark cider. In it.
It's like cider with dark in it.
Okay. It's like cider. Wait, check this out. Follow me here. It's like cider, apple cider, at night with a half burnt out flashlight. That dark.
Okay.
Right? Just like, you know how they fade after a while? Like that. Not those LED flashlights. That's fucking crazy shit. No, I'm talking real flashlight. Very dark.
Absolutely. But it's red, which is the weird thing. Or if amber.
If you tilt it on the edges... You could see the amberness on the in the middle. It's still really dark.
Yep.
But the edges are amber, which is very similar, actually. No, I would fathom a guess that this is identical to the Sebago brown, the Boathouse brown ale that I poured from Sebago. Let's see if they have the same aroma.
So, have you guys gone to Perkins and you get the pancakes or French toast or whatever, and they bring you like the little tray of like three or four different types of syrups? And you're a kid, so you decide, screw it, I'm going to go with all different types of syrups on my pancakes. That's what this smells like.
Side syrup.
No, the only place we would be able to go is like, what do we have for places? Bickford's?
IHOP,
those two. I cannot think of a time where I ever saw all the syrups and thought to myself, let's put them all together. Never. It's not even crossed my mind, but now I'm fucked, because next time I go, I'm going to have to do that.
You got to do it.
Yeah,
kids are just gonna look at you.
I mean, and I have done the fountain thing where you go to the soda fountain at like when they first open those open soda fountains where you're supposed to not get free refills, and you go in and you have one cup and you're just like Mountain Dew, Diet Coke, regular Coke, boom, 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 down the list. I've done that.
The suicide.
That's really not good. So this, like the Sebago. The Sebago tastes, this, I smelled the two because they had the same color. Maybe they had the aroma. Sebago aroma, very much like a hop. So that's a little scary. I'll get back to that later. This one is much more silky, sweet, chocolatey, honey brown. Like, I would go honey brown for the Turbo Dog on just this, on the flavonoids. Just the smell, the aroma. And you've already tried it, Luke? I mean, no, not Luke, because Luke's still busy sucking down his other beer. Mike, have you already put it in your mouth?
No, I'm just...
Sorry.
Inch by inch, sir.
See, that's how you do it. If you know you're getting set up, you just fucking fall on the sword. So let's give it a drink and see how it goes. And bask in its glory for a few seconds. Yeah, I think there's some hops in here, dude.
That does not taste like a brown.
It's hoppy.
It's very flat.
It is flat.
And hoppy. I mean, the malt characteristics just almost subside just to bring out the hops.
Why is there is a lot of hops in here. It's got a lot of... It's thick, though. I think it would be more in tune with mouthfeel of the Sam Smith, not brown.
I'll say this completely irritates me.
What?
I've not noticed how hoppy Turbo Dog is until now, where I've been tasting it directly against other brown ales.
Like the Brooklyn? The Brooklyn has hops.
Do not like it now.
But no, I still think it's best brown ale that I've poured this evening, but I'll say that and Derek's comment on
it's a twist the malt
as being honey-like is spot on.
Damn it!
I thought you were kind of a hop guy in general. Is that changing?
Oh yeah, Doug's totally reversed it now.
Yeah.
He's playing for the other side.
It's recently that, I don't know, I've just gone all burnt out on hoppy beers. Like, I can't even purchase an IPA now. I just can't do it.
Which is weird, because by episode 4, you're telling us how awesome hoppy beers were.
Yeah, well, listen.
It's not really that weird.
I understand that I've had a very drastic change in beer palate.
No, but so, people do it.
Are you pregnant?
It could be.
I might be.
He's got a 2-year period.
You should stop drinking now.
If only they could make a pickled ice cream beer.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome. Pickled ice cream.
Of the pickle with the
Who would think that's awesome? Derek, you're out of your mind.
I know. That's why I'm here, to be out of my mind. I'm out of my gourd. There's my gourd.
Isn't
I'm out of it.
Gourd?
What was that?
Isn't it off your gourd?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I'm off your gourd. No. I don't know. Maybe it's different.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
Because that's the... I could just edit it to make it to what I wanted to say. So
I think a better name for this beer would be Hop Juice Light. I don't know, because it comes through very watery and just a very light sweetness. The hops are there at the end, but they're not, you know, overly dramatic hops.
You get watery?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was creamier than watery. It definitely has a lot of head, though. Like, it's fucking foaming out the mouth. This is like a raccoon with rabies.
No, the mouthfeel is very light. It is very watery.
Really?
Dude, and now that I'm thinking about it, like, actually, this should be the standard session beer, period.
It's carbonated.
I think the alcohol content is a little high for it. Its alcohol content is probably 5.5.
Probably. Let me check. Best if consumed before. That's nice. They don't give you a date.
No, it doesn't have the ABV on it.
It doesn't? You have to.
No. You don't.
Really?
5.6 according to Beer Advocate.
Yeah, they're probably right because they're like big.
Sweet. But, so, yeah. So, with a session beer, I think you're looking closer to 3.5. But the way that this goes down is just...
Hear me talking into my bubble?
I love this beer.
So you
wow,
like
that was a very good Vader impression, actually.
Thank you, Dark Turbo Dog.
Luke. Hey, Luke.
I have moved on to the Turbo Dog. I just thought everybody would be interested in knowing that.
I am interested. So you've tried it.
What do you think?
Yes. It tastes a lot more like the Goose Island than the Newcastle, definitely. Definitely agree That's that good. It does have more of a hoppy taste to it, but I'm enjoying it.
I don't think it's bad. Like, okay, first off, when I, in this might be weird. I don't know if this is normal or not, but when I took a sip, I took a big, like, I probably drank half a glass in like one chug. And when I kind of let it settle and I breathed out and I got the brown ale, like, taste back from it. So
chocolatey.
Chocolate, like malt right there.
Caramel, yeah.
So it's a brown ale. I can't doubt that. It's got the darkness of the brown ale. It matches, and it seems like there's two basic profiles for brown ale, like cider dark, like opaque, or clear. And there's not too many clear ones, but there are a couple.
Are we saying Newcastle is on the clear end?
Newcastle was, Pig's Ear is, and no, that's probably it. I haven't opened up the Smutty Nose, so I don't know. But those ones are a little lighter, and they're lighter in taste, too. I don't know. I found that the Turbo Dog carbonated. It's definitely American made. It's got your hops meets your malts, but it's not an IPA. Fuck no. It's not a lager. It is the style. It's just got a little bitterness to it. But like you said, if you weren't listening to us while sipping a Turbo Dog, you might not even notice the bitterness. I wouldn't, because I didn't notice it last night. I drank one, no problem, in a glass. Didn't notice. But I think when you call certain properties out, they come right to your head. But I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's over hot. And I don't know.
Here's what I'm thinking. Like, there's nothing bad about it. I mean, there's nothing. It's not foul in any sense. I mean, the aroma is there. The taste is there. But on the other end, it's not appealing to me either.
I think
nothing really drawing me back to it. It's just there, and it's okay. That's fine. But there are definitely other styles or different takes on the same style that I would probably much prefer.
I think it's for their company. I think this is still a good beer. This is like a good killer beer, because I don't think there's anything offensive about it. The trick is, I guess, for the company to be successful is if somebody buys a six-pack of Turbo Dog, do they go back and buy it again? I would do it, because I have. And before I did the podcast, when I was in Louisiana, I drank this stuff walking down the streets in New Orleans. It's also a mood and a presence, right? A brown ale's, first off, sitting here drinking brown ales, we're in a different mood. We're looking for something very critical in each of the beers, especially the Turbo Dog, since that's really why we called the entire meeting here anyway. If you're, you know, at a specific party, or if you're walking down the streets of New Orleans, it might have a different appeal to you, and that appeal might last past the time you were there. You know, you're going to remember it and go, dude, I love Turbo Dog, because I remember when I was sitting at the fucking eating beignets over at whatever the fuck the place is. And I don't know, it's just like there's a different mood for a different type of beer. On a personal level, up until now, there were two beers that I would consider the best brown ales. That's the Sam Smith Nut Brown Ale and the Turbo Dog. But I'm sorry, but I think the Brooklyn Brown is better. It has more character. There's something to that beer that just, to me, it tastes more unique.
Here's a fun bit of trivia for you. Apparently, the Newcastle is known locally in Newcastle as the dog.
Uh-oh.
Because husbands would tell their wives that they're going out to walk the dog.
Because it tastes like piss?
I believe it smelled like piss. I don't think it tasted like piss.
Look, I just tried the Newcastle again.
Who here has drank piss and has a frame of reference?
Okay, I see your point. Now, wait, no, I'm with you guys. Okay.
Derek?
I'm like everybody else.
Does it taste like piss?
I can't answer that because I'm going to be blamed. Uh-oh.
Doctors many years ago used to test for diabetes by tasting piss.
What?
If you have diabetes, your piss apparently tastes sweet.
Or you could just eat a lot of pomegranates. I mean, there seems like there could be some false.
Well, it was a test for it more than anything else.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a doctor then. Fuck that. Look, you're telling me that first I have to touch your balls and then I have to drink your piss? This is not a profession.
They've come a long way since then. I mean, there's not as much use of leeches and such, you know.
Right, and then
I mean, my doctor's a big fan of them, but right. You know, in general.
And they weigh you up against a chicken, and if you weigh less, then you're a witch.
Very small rocks.
Like a newt. So what you're saying, Luke, you like the beer, the Turbo Dog? Since you do have 2 6-packs?
Yeah. Well, I personally only have one. Oh, yeah. But Mike has one. But yeah, it's pretty good. Like when I first poured the Goose Island and was talking to Mike about it, I told him I wasn't sure if I was really going to enjoy it. But the more I drink it, the more I'm becoming accustomed to it, and I am actually enjoying the brown ale type thing. So both the Goose Island and the Turbo Dog I am enjoying.
Okay, so you got the malt action going. You know what? You might like the Colt 45. That's what I'm thinking.
That's exactly what I'm going to get whenever I go to the store.
Look, we were all surprised by the Colt 45.
Doug, mostly.
Let's be honest here. We all drank it.
Yeah. This is all I can say. Yeah. Because it's a malt beverage. I think this is...
So if you're in Russia, Colt 45 surprises you.
Wouldn't that be you surprise Colt 45?
No, it's Colt. Colt 45.
No. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Every time you bring up Soviet Russia, it's always the opposite of what was previously stated, which in this particular case was that each of them was surprised by the Colt 45.
Exactly. So
no, we were surprised. Let's see.
I'm surprised this conversation is still going on.
Yeah, you surprised us with the Colt 45, so the other way around is the Colt 45 surprises with you.
Is what happens. Yoda? In Soviet Russia, shit just pops out of alleys. What are you doing? I don't know.
Leave me alone. I just wanted to be part of the group.
I was just going for some Thunderbird.
That is disgusting. Wow. Okay. I'm
sticking with Tower Dog is still the best brown ale.
Now, are you sticking with that just because of like you've
it
been such an
advocate?
It sounds
like sentimental value.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay, you have the Brooklyn Brown, and you think that this is better than the Brooklyn Brown. Why? And don't say because it's Abita.
Courtesy of AbitaSucks.com.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not playing Abita apologist this evening, but I guess personally, I just enjoy the malty taste that they have and how that interplays with the hops. I think that.
So you like the balance?
I like that particular taste. And ultimately, anytime you're judging a beer, there's going to be a good amount of subjectivity when you're saying this is the number one or this is the number two or number three.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's easy to go through all these beers and say, yeah, these could easily be in anybody's
mouth.
Top five or top 10 brown ales. But it's when you're trying to peg one, two, and three. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to what your particular likings are in beer.
I feel that with the Abita here, it's more of a 1-to-1 ratio of malt to hops, and that the hop characteristics are much stronger than you would typically expect in a brown ale. So when I'm approaching a brown, I want that sweetness and not really looking for the malt or the hops at all. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the malt is downplayed far too much in this beer, and the hops get the attention. And for me, that's the turnoff.
See, but I think if you take a sip and think honey, when you take that first sip, and especially when the Turbo Dog warms up.
Did you just call
up
him honey?
Bit, oh, honey.
No, I yes. And
well, but I've had the honey hops interplay. I mean, I said before, like Bell's has the hop slot, which is very much honey and hops. And this is a completely different style of beer, and it definitely tastes a lot different. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad beer. I'm just saying my approach to brown is different, and this is not really satisfying what I'm looking for.
But the overall, your opinion, let's say that we've come to the judgment or the conclusion that you may not have had, based on what we said last episode, is you may not have had the Abita specifically. You could have had a different Louisiana-style beer. But regardless... Well,
I guess the other thing to consider here is, as you're saying before, like sentimental value, or what market is this beer really playing towards?
Right.
You said walking down the street of New Orleans, you'll drink this, and that's fine. But, you know, sitting down watching a football game, what are you going to drink? You're not necessarily going to drink, not a higher class, but a...
More complex beer?
More complicated, more complex beer. So where's this market going for? What market are they going for? It's not the craft beer, it's more so the average beer drinker is maybe looking for something that's a little bit different. And to me, unless you're going to, I mean, you've got to go all out or you're just making your typical American lager. And that's kind of where I have to throw this beer, is just kind of in that realm of, yeah, I can drink it for a while, but I'm not going to have more than one.
See, I could drink a six pack without a problem. I just, because I don't really, and especially if you're drinking after you get through the first or second one, you're not really looking at the style anymore.
Well, right? No, but I mean, it's like you drink it and you're drinking it and not thinking about it. And for me personally, which is why I do these podcasts, is that I enjoy drinking my beer. And if I'm not thinking about the different things that beer is giving me and different characteristics, then that's not what I'm going to spend my time drinking.
Right, but I mean just the first one. Like if you sit down, you have three beers. Do you think about every single sip you take for all three beers?
Only if I've got sentimental value attached to it. I mean, then I'm not going to consider it.
See, I don't,
I usually only have one beer of each whatever. If I've got a six-pack of something, it's because I truly enjoy it and that I've stopped thinking about it at this point.
Right. It's automatic.
Yeah.
Right. And for me, like, this beer has become more of an automatic where if I sit down and put it up against these, I can come up with where it would fit and whose palate it might be better towards. But overall, it's a beer that if I drink it, if I drink one or two, I don't look at it and go, I'm done. It's not like a raspberry crazy beer where you're like, that was interesting, or a lambic, where you're like, that was interesting. Interesting in a good way, maybe. But interesting like I only want one. This, it's a beer. I wouldn't say cookie cutter. There's definitely a definite effort, and I don't think that they screwed up the brown ale. I don't think they went, oh fuck, this is what we got, we'll sell it. This is what they were going for, right? Yeah. They were going for something, and it looks like there's basically three. There's all malts, which I would personally throw the Woodstock Ale, Pig's Ear, all malt. Maybe even then there's a nut brown, which is like malts but a little different. And then there's the balance, the Brooklyn, which kind of balances a little more maybe towards malts, and then a little hint of some hop at the end. See, and then a perfect malt.
I've gone back to the Brooklyn and tasted that, and I think that the hops in the Brooklyn are more pronounced than in the Turbo Dog.
Really?
I'm not going to...
I think they're different hops.
Not having the Brooklyn, I could see where that might be the case.
But there's... It's
the hops. The hops aren't very pronounced in the Turbo Dog. It's just that there's less malt. So that's what you're getting out of it.
It could be, yeah. Where you're getting... I wouldn't say 50-50, but definitely it's probably... It's got malts, and I could tell it's a brown ale. Like, if I had to sit down and try it, I would go with brown ale. It would either be two ways I'd go. Maybe brown ale or winter, right? I don't think it's complete winter, but...
There's a little bit higher in alcohol content, I would probably go winter.
Right, and I don't get that from there. Like, I'm not getting high content, alcohol content. I don't taste anything to go, whoa, this is fucking potent. And I haven't really gotten that out of any of the beers. But I think it's a serviceable beer, and I would say this is, you know, Doug has it up on the pedestal of this is what you need to beat. In his mind, this is his palate. He wants to beat something that beats the Turbo Dog, and he hasn't found it yet. For me...
Yeah, and we've all got those beers, right?
Right.
I mean...
And mine was nut brown.
For whatever reason, yeah.
And now it's going to be Brooklyn, because there's something about it that's just tasty to me. And I like the... You know, I'll buy... If I see a Turbo Dog, because for me, Turbo Dog is a more rarity. It's like one six-pack at a time at the store. So if I see one, I buy it. Even if I don't drink it that night, I just buy it to have it. It's like a collector's thing. Because I could drink it when I want it, and I could have people have it and experience it. It's just not my pedestal beer, but it's pretty damn close. That's where I lay on it.
Do we have other beers that...
I do.
We haven't exactly tried yet.
I have you have the Smutty Nose open, Doug?
Smutty Nose! Smutty Nose has the same lightness and mouthfeel as the Turbo Dog.
Lightness? Oh, but not the actual color, because the color is much lighter. It's still opaque, but it's a lot lighter. It's all the way through is kind of like that golden opaque, where the other ones, the core was dark, and then the edges were kind of amber. This is pretty much all the way through amber.
Yep.
It's got a sweetness, almost like a smokiness, I think, to it.
Yeah, and that's the deal with Smutty Nose. Like, all of their beers have this smokiness to them, and it's got to be as a result of how they roast their malts.
I was thinking it might be something more up Mike's alley, and they just oak it.
Can you oak that?
Can you oak it? If you can, it can be done. No, it's smoky. It's like a campfire. Like, if you walked away from a campfire, and then, like, the next day you put your clothes in the laundry, and you're like, whoa, those are smoky. You know, it's dissipated.
You wash your hair the next day, you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
It smells like campfire in my hair.
And my hair wasn't even on fire.
My hair was just like next to the smoke, and now it smells like campfire.
Definitely light. This is definitely light. With a quick finish. Boom, gone.
Yep.
Little brownie, chocolatey, nutty goodness. Not that sweet.
See,
no
and
hops.
That's how I like my brown ales. In my mouth.
Keep going. No, keep going.
Well, do you put your brown ales other places?
Let's see what you do with this.
Yeah. Put your brown ales.
Let's see where you can go with this one.
Yeah. You know how your mind is thinking just a millisecond before your mouth, and then you're like, oh, this is going to be bad.
I'm the master. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Keep digging.
No. With the brown ales, the ease of quaffing.
Nice work. 25 cents coming your way. Now, were you thinking of that the whole time, or did you just really come up?
Oh my goodness!
Well, I was originally going to go. No, I was going for
quaffing.
Initially, what I was saying was, I love how brown ales
quaff nicely.
You know, once they hit you, once they hit your mouth, they go down your throat easy.
Once you go brown, you never go back.
So I pass that up for.
Yeah, so basically they're easy to drink is probably the most common way of putting that, maybe.
So wait, so you just want a brown that's going to be quick finish, forget about it, move on to the next.
Exactly. I do not associate the brown ales with a beer to stay and sip on. And I think that's more of a result.
You're beaten as a child.
It's a result of a lot of experience with high hop, high alcohol content beer. Whereas if you go for like a barley wine style, you know, that's something that you sip, you put it down.
We almost have to.
Put it down.
You swallow, if you drink the barley wine like that, you might as well just get punched right in the testicles, right in the bag. I mean, it's some strong stuff. Mm-hmm. It's literally like somebody just crammed your own head up your ass.
I don't know. I think there's some different levels of...
I've only had homemade barley wine, so I don't know.
Well, not simply barley, but a brown ale at least. I can definitely see coming from like a hop arena that if you've got a low-hopped brown ale, it's just something you don't... You just want to drink it. I don't know. That makes a lot of sense to me, and it's not my...
So you like the linger. You like the 2 minute long linger where you could just take a sip, put it down, and it's like you keep drinking it. It's like a recycle program. You just drink that for like 10 minutes and then you take another sip.
Talking about me or talking about Doug?
No, you.
I don't know. I like to move quickly through a beer, but I want each sip to be flavorful. If you look at like a hop beer, that takes forever to drink because everyone's like, oh, okay, I got to wait 20 seconds before that taste leaves my mouth.
Right.
See, that's what I was trying to do, Derek.
What?
I was trying to enjoy my beer. You're like, go check it down.
You can enjoy your beer after the show. We have to kick through a shit ton of beers. That means you need to be on top of your shit.
Our sponsors are only paying for so much.
Right. I need to get some of those. Damn it.
Our sponsors are like a bile pump. I mean,
that's true.
Of course they want us to get through these beers quick.
they want us to keep drinking.
Need them. This is not good.
No, see, I think they all have a good long fit. Well, maybe. I think they kind of all have a finish. It's just a different type of finish. Like, I still have like a little acidity, a little bitterness in my mouth, even, you know, a minute after taking a sip. But I think that's classic with most beers. It depends on what the finish consists of. If it's very bitter, like a hopped beer where you drink it and you're like, yeah, I need to take a break, time out, personal time out over here. I'm going to go sit down, you know, think about what I just drank. That's not really always enjoyable, but it depends on who you are. Certain people like the strong hopped beers. Other people, Colt 45. I think this falls someplace in the middle of craft beer that kind of is where Colt 45 would like to be someday.
I can't even think of a brown ale that would be a long sipper. Like most brown ales I can think of would be kind of a sociable drinker, whereas this tends to fall more towards the chug it and forget it.
I mean, think about that. Who do you know? Okay, that's outside of your beer circle of people who are like...
That's all I got.
Right. Oh, okay, well, that's bad. because if I look around at people I've known, college... I won't say high school because that would be awkward. Or like family members or parties you've been to. How many times have you seen a brown ale prominent where somebody brings a keg or a case? Or it's not a popular style.
No, but they would probably think this beer is awesome.
But they don't know about it or something.
I would agree with that. I mean, the first that I really tried brown ale was during that first podcast that we did. And since then, it's one of my favorite types.
And nobody knows. I don't know why.
It's really interesting. That's a good point.
And I don't know.
In fact, I was at a Halloween party last night. There was a blonde and an Amber.
Okay, see that? Amber? Always. You always see Amber.
What was she doing?
Yeah. Ooh. Strip fucking club right there, man. That's awesome. A blonde. Okay, a blonde ale.
Hold on. Let me see if I can recreate that creepy laugh that I just did.
Just halfway between laughing. You know why?
I get it.
How was the head on the blonde anyway?
Hot.
Tasty. Liquidy.
Well, you know.
Medium body.
How often do you see a brown ale actually marketed? I mean, none of them.
Never.
Do it.
Never.
Yep.
I have a smutty nose. Right.
It's usually craft brewers, maybe some microbreweries or not brew pubs actually doing. They're
actually
some of the best.
Here's the litmus test for how well a beer can do in this country. Does Sam Adams have one?
Yes, I almost bought it.
Really?
Yeah.
You
do? Sam Adams Brown Ale.
I've never seen it.
Oh fuck! You didn't tell me that. I would have bought it. It's a 6-pack. I don't know if it's new. I think they've always had it.
I think they've had it for a while.
You know what though? Yes, they have it. Because I was literally looking. I had it. Look, I'm the guy who bought six fucking, you know, or four, 6-packs of this shit. I've seen it all. Right? I did get some Ice Cream.
You might have to look for like the 6-pack Brewmasters collection or something, because it'll be like this.
No, this was, yeah, they always have them in those. That's true. But this was in the, it wasn't labeled Crafts Brew, you know, like they have the craft, what do they call it, Brewmasters? They have Brewmasters on it. Everybody's got their own little craft beer logo now, but it was just standard brown ale, and it was weird because I'm like, what the fuck, you know, isn't the season for brown ale, is it? I don't know if there's a season for brown ale, but it was fucking sitting there, so maybe it is new, because they had a lot of it. It wasn't like 1 6-pack, it was like a tower. Maybe it's new, and it just happened to be that we were doing a brown ale podcast, and it was there, and I was like, oh, Sam Adams, somebody else is going to bring that, so I'll grab something else. So I got the Sabigo.
I think if you ask 90% of people that drink beer to name a brown ale, Newcastle is going to be the one.
Newcastle, number one, is what I was going to say. Newcastle.
And the thing
100%.
There is that if you went to a restaurant and you wanted to buy like a Miller, you're going to buy a Newcastle, and Newcastle is probably going to be a dollar or two more. So no one goes for it.
True. It depends on your audience. People who understand craft breweries or drink it understand that the fact is hops are expensive right now. So you're going to pay more. You're going to pay $8-9 for a 6-pack, which is not normal. It used to be like $6-5. So you're paying a lot more. We're in the know in that area. Somebody who's going to order a Budweiser or a, you know, whatever else they have, I think to a lot of people, Newcastle is the craft brewery. Like when people drink Newcastle, they think they're being like pompous beer snobs. Seriously.
Well, I would almost argue that that would be Guinness.
People would
jump right over Newcastle and head straight to Guinness. Like Newcastle is probably like the college.
It is totally college. Cool dude.
Like no one's drinking my beer.
Right, that is college all the way.
But people who want like a malty, heavier beer are going to go almost straight to Guinness in the macro world, or go in the other direction to find an IPA. And I think Browns are kind of situated right in the middle, kind of off in its own little world where you almost have to follow the path there to get higher up.
But I mean, how many people do you know that drink Newcastle? Everybody that's ever drank a Newcastle, if you said what's your favorite brown ale, they wouldn't even know. They probably just drink Newcastle because it says Newcastle, because their friends in college drank it. Do they know it's a brown ale? Yeah. I don't even know if they would know that's a brown ale style. They would probably be like, oh, I get it. It's because the beer's brown. It's not clear like the Budweiser stuff. That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm completely jaded in some way, but that's when I see college kids drinking Newcastle, I always imagine it as they're going top tier. This is an exclusive party where you never see fucking, you know, old brown dog ale from Smutty Nose there, and that should be there every time because it's local to us. But it's not. It's always Newcastle.
Yeah, but you know what? When I was in college, the key to a beer was cheap.
Schlitz.
You know what I mean? Like, we weren't snobs about it. We were pretty much just there to get lit and
right.
Whatever.
No, but like a Newcastle's not going to be, you know, it's probably going to be about on par as a craft brewer or local brewery. It's not going to be your beer pong beer. So it's anyone who's trying to like stand out,
right?
You know,
if they want to get the chicks, right, they're going to go with the Newcastle because everybody else is carrying around the Natty Ice. But and that's two different tiers. I just don't see it as a top tier. To me, Newcastle is the bottom of the barrel to the brown ales from what I'm experiencing today. Like, I would rate anything above that thus far.
Thus far.
And I really shouldn't, because I thought it was better than that. But what am I going to do? Fucking sucks.
Drink a keg. See what happens.
Doug, out of all the... So I'm going to guess you're going to put Newcastle last. Out of all that, you've got the Nut Brown, you've got the Brooklyn, you've got the Turbo Dog. Where would Old Brown Dog Ale from Smutty Nose Brewery land?
Probably around number 3, number 4.
So, because it kind of fits...
It's pretty good.
See, I found it to be serviceable, but nothing stellar. Nothing that stands out.
Your mom found it serviceable.
I was waiting for some mom joke.
Friends took this long, really.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to say it's not necessarily one of my favorite thus far. I like the Turbo Dog and the Nut Brown better. So I guess that is number 3. No, Turbo Dog, no, 4. Yeah, it goes after Brooklyn, Nut Brown, Brooklyn, Turbo Dog, Nut Brown, blah, 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 whatever. So the one I haven't, I've been talking about Sebago, but I haven't actually drank it yet.
Do it.
It's just sitting here. I'm starting to get drunk. Sorry.
Well, it's inevitable when you're sampling 6 beers.
I find that's a big issue with my podcast.
What was that, Mike?
I was just saying, I find that's a big issue with drinking podcasts. Near the end of the episode, it's usually incoherent sentences, and you're just trying to convince people that what you're saying is actually true.
Sometimes I've done 5 cocktail episodes in a row. It gets bad.
I'm going to crack open my other one because I finished my Sam Smith and I'm thirsty. So.
You finished the whole Sam Smith?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Dude, I finished my Sam Smith, my Brooklyn, my Turbo Dog.
Really? Yeah, I'm half. I don't actually know how much I drank, but I'm halfway through everything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bottles, I think. Yeah, I guess.
Luke's had one sip of his beer before we told him to pour it out.
Pour it out! Get it! Fucking get the glass!
My trash can is full of beer right now.
Yeah, it's all full.
I take one sip of each beer and I pour out the rest.
He actually puts the beer bottles back into the trash can standing up. Don't tip it! That would be bad.
I'm just making my own mixed drink tonight of different types of brown ales.
What's that brown ale called? That's called the Brown Ale Spit Bucket. It's going to be awesome.
That's called the Turbo Goose Castle Dog Ale.
All right,
the Turbo Gas Coosel Dog.
I like it. Coosel Dog. That'd be a good name.
Is that like when everybody throws whatever booze they have?
Yeah.
And...
That's bad.
Some like Kool-Aid or some shit.
I never do that. That's dumb.
It's like the fountain drink.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, it's like the fountain drink. The Sebago is from Sebago, Maine. Or Gorham, Maine, actually. I'm going to tell you right now. Color, it's very cloudy and dark. So you get what you get. You don't get upset. It smells like hops. Slightly not good. It tastes like very similar to... I see where they're doing the little hop malt action. A little more, I think, than the Turbo Dog. But overall, and it's got a little sweet finish to it, it's very much like if you pictured what your stock brown ale recipe might be, I think this would fit it for American brown ales. So if you came up with an American brown ale recipe that would be okay to everybody, I think this will work. I don't think most, if you're a snob, if you're like a Mike or a Doug where they're like looking for that experience... I don't think you're going to find that in this Boathouse brown ale. I think it's a brown ale. It's just not special. It's not great. And it's unfortunate because it's Sebago and it's kind of close. But you know what? If you live in Sebago, you're probably drinking this all the time. You're like, yeah, dude, fucking local beer. Rock on. It's just not me. The Pig's Ear that I have, the second local brew, is from Woodstock. Duh. It's from Woodstock, New Hampshire. Woodstock Inn. Now, when this is another one of those we were talking about where you're there, you're in the experience. The only real Pig's Ear I've had has been on tap at the brewery. So it's going to be a little different. And the Woodstock Inn has a tavern built on the side of it. So we go there once a year, and it's very much your American, I'd like to call it like the... What do they call it? The comfort food? It's kind of like the comfort food of champions, where you walk in and you know you're leaving with about a 2,000-calorie dinner, right? And you're like, oh my God, I can't eat another thing. It feels like somebody just bombed my stomach. That is like the Woodstock Inn. Very good. It's just so heavy. And they serve the Pig's Ear, and they have a bunch of other beers there. So from that perspective, to me, the Pig's Ear is very much reminiscent of summer vacation. But as a standalone beer... It's got a very an aroma that It's kind of not hoppy in this case. It's very, there's almost an absence of that. It's very sweet. All malts, chocolate, caramel, like malt city up in here. This is the malt champion. This is the malt beverage of champions. It's kind of light. It's very much like the Newcastle. Better than the Newcastle. It doesn't have the stink, doesn't have the weird taste to it, and it's all malts. I don't even, I think maybe there was a hop beside it when it was being brewed, but that's as far as the hops go. Completely different, two different local brews. I'll go with Pig's Ear over the rest. When I talk to my father, he's like, nope, won't drink Pig's Ear. Can't stand anything from Sebago Brewing Companies. He likes Newcastle, finds Turbo Dog to be good, but nothing to write home about. He's 100% into Sam Smith. He thinks that's the best brown ale ever.
That Pig's Ear is way too close to the name of Pig's Eye. I don't know if you've had that beer.
No.
It's kind of I think it's produced in Wisconsin. It's pretty much your bottom of the barrel.
Oh.
Lowest common denominator, awful beer.
Well, that's not good. No, it doesn't fall in. It's good. And I actually had, the first six pack I got was as a gift, said, you got to try this, from my buddy Don. And he was like, dude, you got to have this. This is great. So
you know what? That actually just triggered a thought. We ought to have a low end beer.
Oh God, you like to screw with us, don't you? You're just like, hey, like, let's. You weren't you the one who came up with the malt beverage podcast?
I think that was Doug, actually.
Oh really?
No, I was thinking like Natty Light and Schlitz and PBR or whatever.
Schlitz, it's back on the market.
Wait, yeah, it ever came off?
Dude,
didn't it? Was it gone for a long time?
Oh, I don't know.
Or new formula? I don't know.
New Coke. Schlitz.
Oh, and only recently, cans though.
Schlitz in a can recently for the first time ever. Surprisingly not bad.
What?
It was surprisingly not bad.
Compared to Mick Ultra?
Compared to other beers that you can buy for $3.50 for a six pack.
We could do, you know, if we did one, we'd have to do, and it would cost like no money. Everybody would be able to do this for like $6. We do like Coors, Budweiser, Schlitz. Do those fit in the same category? Probably not, but whatever. Natty Ice, and like, there's another
Keystone
one.
Or something.
Or St. Pauli Girl. I don't know. There's got to be something out there you can get that's. St. Pauli Girl would be in like your import Schlitz. But, you know, just.
No, I'm thinking domestic in a can.
You know? Like, when you go to the store, it's there. Miller High Life.
I thought of it because I saw a guy today walking by in the liquor store with like two cases of Natty Light.
Really? Guys still do that? They haven't learned yet?
No.
Oh. That's weird to me. Like, but I would just think that Budweiser is so overmarketed that it would win. The only reason you would not drink Budweiser if you're a Budweiser drinker is because of the acquisition and now not having a U.S. company in its name.
Well, you can save a couple bucks too, right?
Well, you could save like $4, which is scary. Yeah. It's basically like if you walk in and you buy Schlitz, they give you the first case for free and a burrito and a taco, and then they give you like, you know, another case and you pay like $2.99. And they don't accept food stamps. It's just my opinion. So Dave, what else do you have? We could probably do a podcast like that, but again, I'm going to be slightly embarrassed, and you just like to make that awkward embarrassment for me when I go to buy beer.
Yes, I do.
No way do I want to walk into a beer store and be like, walk through all this awesome beer, Sam Adams, Sam Smith, all this beer, go right to the back and just pull out a 40 pack of like shitty beer and bring it to the front, put it down, do the walk of shame. Yeah. Dave, what are you drinking over there? What's your other beer that you cracked open because you finished your big-ass beer?
This is another big-ass beer.
Oh, you got two.
This is Rogue's Hazelnut Brown Nectar.
Oh, yes.
Which is a brown ale with natural hazelnut flavor.
So it's like Frangelico inside of the bottle.
It's exactly what it is, yes.
Oh, nice. It's or not, maybe like a coffee.
Like Frangelico. I was a little worried that it was going to be this like super overpowering hazelnut kind of thing, especially when you smell it. Like you smell it and you go, oh, wow, hazelnut. It's not nearly as bad when you drink it, though. I was expecting it to be pretty nasty.
Like a nut right in your face.
Yeah.
Or two.
You know about nuts in your face, right?
Oh, yes. You wake up, you've been drinking, there's a set of nuts on your forehead. I know, I've heard the story hundreds of times.
Getting teabagged by beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's a very interesting beer. Like, I don't think I've had anything quite like it except for maybe some of the Now you get stouts that have a real heavy coffee flavor or espresso or something like that.
Right.
It kind of fits into that category more than something that you drink a lot of.
So, but so you think you could drink the whole bottle?
It's open. It's getting drunk.
Yeah, but that's not the exact same thing as saying I finished it.
If I was going to a place where they were, you know, selling it with a glass or whatever, I don't know that I'd have more than one.
Right. So that,
like I said, it's pretty good. It's not as sweet as I was expecting, surprisingly. I thought, I don't know, it just seemed like it was going to be a super sweet beer, and it's not. The finish of it is really kind of interesting. It just sort of goes away really quickly.
So you're getting
it might just be normal, but after having the Sam Smith, it just feels like it's not hanging around.
Yeah, I mean, you're going up against the beer where you said lingered too long.
Right.
Maybe you're at the normal stage. Or it's just the sweet honey nectar awesomeness that's causing you to not notice.
Have you ever had hazelnut hot chocolate?
No. I've had hazelnut coffee.
Well, okay, well, imagine hazelnut hot chocolate, like hot chocolate with a little bit of hazelnut in it, mm-hmm. and dump that into a turbo dog, and I think you're kind of in the right area.
So like a little carbonation, a little bitter, a little coffee, a little chocolate, a little hazelnut?
Yeah, but it blends together pretty well.
You put it in a blender? You didn't tell me that part. I was imagining.
Can you blend that?
You can blend anything. Fucking iPhone. Doesn't matter. Okay, so
at the same time.
Yeah, all at once.
So it's interesting, and I definitely want to check out a couple of Rogue's other ones to see what they're like. But again, not something I could drink a lot of.
But that's okay.
Which is not the case for most browns. I can definitely drink a lot of most browns, but it's too much of it's too much going on.
When you mention something that has hazelnut, honey, and like nectar and all that stuff, that is that's like a lambic to me. That's where you drink one and you're like, that was pretty good. I'll experience that again someday. Maybe I'll buy that at a party.
It's not something that you'd, like, I don't know if I'd want to drink this with a meal.
Right, because it is a meal. You could drink that substitution of a meal.
Well, it's not that thick, though. It's not, I mean, especially, I've been drinking a lot of like cream ales lately.
Cream stout?
Well, no, like Tetley's or Bellhaven, that kind of thing.
Okay, and that's good? You like those type of beers? We haven't done
I do, and especially this time of year when it's starting to get cold, they have a little more body to them, a little, you know, they're creamier.
I like
this
a creamy body.
Like that. This isn't that thick, really. But still, with that said, I think this one will do me for a good long time.
You think you could finish it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's acceptable. That's got to be a pretty good beer, then, if you could finish it.
Oh, I can drink most anything, but, you know.
Turpentine, chicken wings, it doesn't matter. Fucking puts it all down.
If it'll blend.
Blend it. And what beers haven't we covered yet? Do we get them all?
I think so.
Fuck.
I think so, Brian.
So,
wow. But where are we going to get a brown ale this time of night? Norm.
I don't know, Brain.
The same way we get a brown ale every night.
Trying to take over the world.
Taking over the world.
Shit. So this, you know what? And I went back to episode number 2, and everybody covered one beer. So we did much better. We probably better, more than we should have.
It was more gooder.
We had like, listen to the first episode. It was like, this beer tastes good. I agree.
I think it was a little looser than that.
Yeah. This beer tastes like heaven in a bottle.
Like this show?
I am drinking a beer. I as well.
Good. There's probably far fewer ball references in that one.
Yeah.
So I think we've come a long way.
Yep.
Totally. Oh, I'm drinking a beer. Oh, I'm drinking a beer too. That's great. We're podcasters.
I don't think I'd go to that level, per se.
I think it was a little freer than that, actually. Yeah, but now that you say that, I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, you just got to get through the first 30 minutes or so. But yeah, I think...
Actually, back when like this podcast started, it was much more of a like review kind of thing. So you had like presentation and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we had the presentation. We had the...
I think it was about at episode 5 or 6 or something like that.
We fucking threw that out the window.
Just like, yeah, we're not... That's unimportant.
I think what it is that we're exceptionally lazy as a group.
And that's true.
Doing it in that format was a lot of work.
Maybe it was
exceptionally lazy, but appreciate drinking.
Maybe it was once Kate kind of stopped really being on the show that the presentation didn't matter anymore.
We just it's fucking that's, unstructured.
That's woman's touch, you know? Without that, I just didn't need it.
Yeah. Well, what I think happened is that we found out, when you first start the shows, you don't know where it's going to go, right? Like, I came up with the idea we should do, and it was with Rob. I'm like, we need to do a podcast where we just talk about drinks. He's like, well, what, like, do we do beers? I'm like, no, because there's a beer show, right? There's a wine show. There's a show for everything. But there isn't a show for everybody. There is not a show where some guy can go to a liquor store or a beer store or a package store or grocery store and just buy beer that we have and go, hey, these guys are right on. Right? It doesn't exist. If you're not doing the pompous, like, this is all the attributes of this style of red wine or whatever, I like to go right in the middle, get the 80% of everybody that goes, you know what? I want to hear some stuff about beer, but I also want to be entertained with stupidity, and I want to hear some stupid things that are funny, but maybe
we have
learn
stupidity
something.
Stupidity in spades, really.
Right. So what we go with is we're not a stand-up comedy show. We're more like a bunch of people who are trying to be serious that just fall off the rails a lot.
What?
And it turned into like a better show that
just
way.
Being serious here. What the fuck, people?
I told you my opinions of the beers. We were very passionate about our opinions. That's serious. At the same time, lots of ball jokes. So it's like, it's just a happy party. You just
see,
do what you can.
It's exactly like the theory that I subscribe to whenever I'm listening to podcasts. It's like, if you, the hosts, are not entertaining to me, I don't care how good your information is. I'm not going to listen to you.
Right. So I would rather give a lot more entertainment and then have some information that you feel like you walked away with something where you're not just like, I just burned an hour and 45 minutes of my life. You want to learn something or maybe get some opinions, but also listen to somebody get berated and beat down into the fact that they've lost all their masculinity.
What are we going to learn tonight, Derek?
And some people trying to be Scotsman or whatever it is. Learn. I mean, where else? Tell me. Anywhere in iTunes. You search for Snicker Salad. You're not going to find anything.
I think so, Derek. But where are we going to find a duck and a rubber hose this time?
That's what I'm saying, right?
I think so, Derek.
But look.
It could be long stalking. I mean, what would your children look like?
Oh my God. You watch way too much TV. Wow.
The brain is not even on TV anymore.
No, I know. That's the scary part. Shit. You got to Google it, YouTube it. You know what, though? Yeah. If you're in some more, like, if you really like beer, where the hell do you go?
Derek,
if I'm in,
shit, it was like 5 seconds. I'm waiting.
I don't want to be too pushy. I mean, I am a guest on someone else's show, but if you must, I co-host a podcast named The Beer Genome Project. It's available on iTunes. It's more of a Midwestern beer show because that's what we've got local available to us. But we of course go to the coast when available. But yeah, I mean, we're just kind of in depth. Reviewers of the beer.
And you don't have water. Like, you've just got no coasts. There's no water there.
Listeners, what Mike's trying to say is they're more beer-centric than
100%,
beer-centric.
Where we tend to take a little more, we sidetrack a lot more. He's more like on the road, and he's looking at the trees going, look, those are trees. We're like, whoa, I see shiny shit. Boom, gone. And you're like, hey, where's that go? I don't know. Let's get a flashlight and go find him. Okay, boom, and you're gone. And then you're the last one on the road going, guys? Guys? So, yeah, that's kind of where we tend to be. So, you know, we like to bring new people on the show, especially if you're in, you know, since you are the beer guy. We value the opinion of somebody who can go, look, especially with the conflicts from last time, but being able to bring other people on the show that know something about beer.
Well, I mean, I'm no expert. I'm just, you know.
I don't want experts. Experts are boring.
I just enjoy it, so I made a podcast about it.
Right.
And it's just fun to talk about it.
Because realistically, most if you listen to a podcast and the people are experts in that field, they're typically boring. Right? You're like, yeah, I don't need that much information. Is the beer good? Yeah, I don't want to know every little detail about that specific beer. I want to know passionately, you like the beer? Why? Right? You don't necessarily. It works for everything. Cocktails, wine.
I'm not going to promote everybody's show because they're not on my show. I only like to promote people who come over here and give us input because that's fun. But I'm sure there's a wine show out there for people who really love wine. Fuck them. What you want is you're either going to go with beer, you go to Beer Genome. If you want like cocktails, you go to Everyday Drinkers TV. Those are the only two things that matter.
I think that was a verbal shot across the bow of wine. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying anything about people who seem to somehow manage to get number one in iTunes that do wine when I should be number one.
Shot crossed.
Bow. I just happen to be very competitive. I'm a very passionate person. I want to win at everything 100% of the time. That's all.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. I mean, that's how we are.
You have to break a few elbows on the way there. We're okay.
Right. Just snap some wrists.
You are only level 79. Somebody in a jaw.
I am 79
with
level.
The shin. Falcon punch.
Exactly. What the fuck are you talking about?
Falcon punch.
I tried to roll with it, but then I was like, Falcon nope, punch. I can't help
it. Do you guys not know Falcon punch?
Is it from Street Fighter?
No, it's not. Hold on. Let me find it.
Is this a meme? Because Mike might understand beer. Doug really goes on internet memes. He wants to know every meme that's out there. So if you have a meme, you need to email him.
No, you really don't.
Doug can be reached at.
I don't even know where the fuck Doug is, but you can always send us an email and I can forward
Doug
it.
Doug is actually the largest collection of goatsy pictures on the East Coast.
Right. So. If you're looking for East Coast goatsy pictures, you want to go to. What the fuck his email address is? Let's see. Gmail. Let's see. Doug. Loading Gmail. Fucking A. Hey, I got a new subscriber to my YouTube service. Hold on a minute. Compose email. So, Doug. Oh, you're Douglas.Peterson. Nope.
Yeah, no, it's...
No, Doug, that's your old email. Don't send it to his work, because that's not going to work.
At gmail.com. Yeah, don't send it to my work, because I don't work.
He doesn't work anymore. That's the beauty of this podcast. When we drink enough, we just quit our job. So, you want to go to DouglasPeterson3 at gmail.com. Peterson. Yeah, and you can just send him an email. Or you can send it to dshomer at everydaydrinkers.com, and I will send him, because we've had people say, hey, what do you think is a good place to brew beer? How do I do it? What do I need to do? And Doug was like, hey, I can help. So we helped out.
And if you have any Douglas questions for me, just Peterson. Leave me fuck alone.
That's Peterson with all E's. So it's
right. What is with that Peterson? Yeah, you got to get a better name.
B@gmail.com.
Oh, that's Falcon Punch.
In case you would like to sign me up for anything completely inappropriate.
Dude,
Falcon Punch.
Falcon Punch. Oh,
I didn't know that was Falcon Punch.
Oh, my God.
That's I'm going to set that as my avatar.
You should post that as like the visual representation of this episode.
Does that actually work? Yes, it does. There's nerve endings there. In women.
There is the right link. I was clicking on the wrong one.
Yeah, we were clicking on Dave's link. Hey, Dave, you sent me the link for Haverhill Breweries. Yes. I've got more friends in my Facebook group than they do. Ha!
Wait, Haverhill?
Haverhill. Yeah, Haverhill. Yeah. Haverhill, Haverhill, whatever. I'm not from Massachusetts. I can say Haverhill.
All right.
Fuck them. Facebook.com/cocktailTV. Oh, yeah, there we go. Let's see how many fans I have. 326, hey, beat him.
Do you know how they pronounce Concord here in North Carolina?
Concord.
Concord? What the fuck's up with that?
Well, that's the name of the jet, so I figured. It's English.
Oh.
What do you want me to do? I can only tell you what I know. And I don't even know why I know it.
Pronunciation?
Concord.
How often do you even use that word?
Never.
Oh, Concord.
Well, we use it all the time. It's the fucking state capital.
Falcon Punch?
No,
Falcon Punch, New Hampshire.
I like this. Falcon Punch. I Google it. It's like the third hit is knowyourmeme.com.
Nice.
I didn't know. See? He's a fucking cat. He's a captain of memes. Okay. An extremely animated or self-narrated punch that resembles that of that dealt by Captain Falcon or SNES game F-Zero. When did he punch anybody?
In the Nintendo video game. He's in a vehicle.
I know. Super Smash Brothers. Usually accompanied by screaming up the phrase, Falcon Punch! Wow. Oh, wait. The act of intentionally punching a pregnant female in the stomach. Whoa, what the fuck?
What? That's not what that animated GIF said.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
But the act of pulling out of a woman during intercourse, then punching her in the wait, what the fuck is this? There's way too many Urban Dictionary's evil.
They're so wise.
Now see, look, this is how it should have been phrased. If somebody had any marketing knowledge, what they would have said is an alternative yet unconstitutional form of birth control. See, you get the idea from that. You don't have to go into gory details. Just saying. Wow, you find some weird shit on the internet, is all I'm saying. Anyway. Oh fuck, I didn't put the outro.
Awful.
Awful. What am I gonna do? You know what? I could just make it up. Are you guys all set? You think we covered everything we need to know about brown alcohols? Did we do what we needed to do in order to satisfy everybody's conflict from the last episode?
I think so, Dark.
Wow.
I want to click this last picture.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No, it's not that bad. It is slightly weird, but you know, it happens. So I think we pretty much did it.
We're at that point in the podcast where we're clicking links and laughing.
Yeah, we don't want to be there on the recording. So what in that and bladder control is out of control here. So what I'd like to tell you is if you have any brown ale recommendations, if you've tried Turbo Dog and you think that, you know, there's better, you need to tell us so that we can tell Doug and see if there's anything that he can beat. Because he's championed that brand, and I think that if it can be beat, he's the guy who's going to be able to judge that. Your palate is really all that really matters. If you like a specific brown ale, we can't tell you any different. You could just say, fuck you guys. You guys don't know what you're talking about. It happens. I'm okay with that. I'm your host, Derek Schomer, for, let's see who we got here. We got Mike. We got Luke. We got Doug. We got Dave. All the people needed to make brown ale happen. You've just been buzzed by everyday drinkers. We're teaching you how to drink some fucking brown ale, bitches.
Some fucking brown ale, bitches.
Well, with a straw.
Or some fucking brown ale, bitches.
You know.
Depends on whether or not it'll blend.
Oh, did I mention you can check us out on everydaydrinkers.com or cocktails at everydaydrinkers.tv, and you can go to beergino.me.
Correct, sir.
And check out an entire beer podcast dedicated to the brew. See, that's where we fade out and the music comes in and post-production.
Spear fingers.
And
everybody do jazz hands and we're out.
So what I'll do is I'm going to click the record. Does everybody have some beers handy?
Indeed.
Beers handy.
All right. Handy beers. Handy manny. All right, let's see what we got here. I'm going to minimize this thing. All right. Me. Everyday Drinkers is responsible. Well, nope. That was an alliteration, people. Right? I did it right that time.
What?
I think that was an alliteration. All the consonants, you know, being the same. Never mind. Oh, wow. I got so much beer. Hey, Luke, and what did you get? Turbo Dog? Luke's gone. He's peeing already.
I don't know where he is.
Son of a bitch. Mike, what did you get?
I don't have visual on him.
And is Luke still missing in action? Did you, like, snipe him?
Damn it. I thought that I had time to go and get a glass.
Yeah, you had time. You just timed it wrong.
It sounded like Dave was going into, like, a big storage. I'm like, sweet, I'm going to go get a glass, and I'm going to pour it into the glass, and then Derek's going to be happy because I can actually talk about the color and things like that.
Well, so you know what? Your intentions were good, yeah, so that's okay. As long as, well, I had called on you and you disappeared and Mike couldn't get visual.
Yeah,
so you're...
I'll be right back.
Okay. Come back soon.
BRB. Lol. wait. Oh, hold on. Did Luke just say radical?
I did.
Whoa, rewind. So okay. When I said this was the episode two rewind, I didn't mean to go that far back.
No. Sometimes I just say that's totally rad. Yeah, rad.
So do you say that in the company of others?
Yeah.
Namely women? Well, yeah, but we're all virtual. I mean, like in reality, where people can actually punch you.
No, yeah, I do.
Okay, that's cool. I'm just making sure.
Dude, that's totally rad.
It is totally rad. That's rad.
We're going to bring it back, I'll tell you what. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to create a radical tangent.
That's okay. Great.
Shit. Where's the...
Excellent.
So while he's away, let's share some stories about Doug.
Yes, let's.
I remember back in the day, I'm thinking. Wait, did I tell you about the time my grandmother gave us way too much brandy?
and a podcast was born. I have a
really
good
story about that. Not really brandy, but...
About my grandmother? Kind of oh.
Yes, it's definitely about your grandpa.
This isn't what she was helping you put on all that lotion, right?
No.
No, it's a different story, but that's also a good one.
With the peanut butter?
The lotion is actually brandy.
There was one time when my aunt and uncle were taking care of me, and I was probably something like 5 or 6 years old, and they took me to a party that like one of their friends were having, and I was eating a whole bunch of the fruit salad, and they're just like,
Snicker salad.
No, it wasn't Snicker salad.
Damn it.
That would be kind of odd once you hear the rest of the story, but anyway, yeah. So, you know, they're like, wow, he really likes that fruit salad there, and so then they're like, oh, he probably shouldn't be eating it. That has, the fruit has been soaking in vodka.
Fuck. Does that work?
That's pretty great. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember any of it.
How old were you?
Something like 5, 6.
I don't remember a lot when I was 6, though. I could have been high the whole time.
He woke up next to the flower girl. Mistakes were made. That's all I can say.
You know,
oh, that was no mistake.
You know what is funny? Like, what I remember of a kid were, like, I always wondered why sometimes my parents had funny-looking cigarettes and, like, that they would roll themselves, and it always smelled different. Yeah, and then I found out they were hippies. But,
the cigarettes?
Yeah, they weren't real cigarettes.
The cigarettes were hippies.
They were marijuana. Marijuana cigarettes.
All right, I'm back.
Okay, you had to pee, huh? I can understand that.
That happened.
Yeah, well, 30 seconds, I wouldn't be able to finish. Hold on a second. Ow. Jesus, I'm falling. Sorry, <what? laughs> I looked over the balcony because I thought somebody was walking upstairs.
You have a balcony?
Yeah, I'm on the third floor.
Ow, he's nice. Rapunzel. I'm keeping him at a tower.
Dude, I have, like, no hair.
How does that work?
That's exactly why I said it, dude.
So that was one of these opposite day things.
I hope
things.
That glue is really strong.
Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up on myself. Don't do that. So, Doug, you have this smutty nose. Where would you classify it? You've got nut brown. Let's see what else we have. We've covered that you and me. Brooklyn, Abita, the old dog. Nut brown, right? That's what we got. Oh, in Newcastle, we already know where that stands. Where do you place the old brown dog?
He's gone.
Someday today.
He found a hammer.
Aha, I'm not the only one who disappears.
Oh, he disappeared on me.
He had more turbo dog to drink.
He said 30 seconds, and that was a while ago.
It was a prostrate issue, you know?
Yeah.
Prostate
or prostrate?
It's
prostrating
back.
Is different.
It could be either, really.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you're back.
I know.
I called you out, and you weren't there.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
But, like, I know as soon as I leave, Derek's going to say, hey, Doug.
I did. That's what I did.
And I'm going to be like,
you see,
Doug,
and I thought that
Doug.
Same thing, and that's why I left during a story, and then it backfired.
Dude,
down.
I'm waiting. Whenever I see idle, there's an idle timeout. Whenever I see nobody's bars move for a little while, I know nobody's breathing. That means they're not there or on mute. Doug.
Yes.
Or mute. So, I've suddenly become a mute.
A mute. I got better. Doug, out of... sorry. Is that mute? A mute? Yeah.
Nice.